Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning, and very happy to have Karen Conti on the line with us, Chicago trial attorney, usually on this very radio station Sundays from 3 to 5. You're not on this week, Karen.
I have been preempted, but I think next week, the following week, I'll be back on.
All right, good, because you do a great job, and you can listen to her podcasts. Also, you can go to ContiDolanLaw.com. All right, let's talk. I have not seen the holdovers. I am very behind on watching my Oscar nominations, even though the Oscars already happened. But now, plagiarism, what's going on with this case?
Yeah, this is kind of surprising. Somebody claims that script was stolen from him, and a guy named Stevenson, and he apparently said that he circulated it in Hollywood in 2013, and then again a few years later, it was rejected, but the person who now is getting credit for it actually saw it. And I guess the allegation is that if you lay the two scripts together, there are words like lines and incredible amounts of context that is just like completely taken, you know, taken from the original script. And again, you know, you wonder how this kind of stuff happens. Why would someone think they can get away with it? You know, there are all kinds of computer programs now that you can run something through and say if this is plagiarism. So this is really problematic for the movie if, in fact, this is true.
But can't somebody just, I mean, was it copyrighted? Can't somebody, like, can't I just write down something from the script from Rocky, the original Rocky, and say, hey, you stole that from me, Adrian?
Yeah, you know what? You don't even need to copyright something. I think a lot of people think, you know, I'm going to mail it to myself.
Which, yeah. Which
is, that's like an urban legend, right? But if you create something and it's on a piece of paper, an idea cannot be copyrighted. So you can't say, oh, you know, a substitute host named Wendy is working at a radio station and blah, blah, blah. That's just an idea. That's not a script. But if you have a script or if you have a production of something or music, something that's tangible, then it's copyrighted in that you produced it, you created it, and you don't need a copyright. It helps to have one, but it warns the world that you've gone through the trouble of registering it. But it does belong to you if you created it. So my guess would be that the original script here, if this is, in fact is a derivation of it, was copyrighted, and this was just taken from that script.
Unbelievable. I can't wait to see what happens, and I have to see the holdovers. Have you seen it?
I have, and it's really good. And, you know, Giamatti is just always good.
I love him.
Everybody in the movie is fabulous. It's a great movie.
All right. Speaking of movies, the movie Rust featuring Alec Baldwin. I'll be honest with you, Karen. I didn't know what an armorer was until this case came to light. Tell us about what's going on with the Rust armorer.
Yeah, nor did I, that we actually have a person on a movie set whose sole job it is to handle the guns. You know, that's just, I didn't know that either. Well, the armorer was convicted last week of involuntary manslaughter. And we're all just trying to figure out how this is going to play into Alec Baldwin's trial, because he, too, is charged with involuntary manslaughter. And he was the one, of course, who held the gun and shot the gun. And he said, of course, that there wasn't supposed to be any bullets in the gun, and you know, and that it was the fault of the armorer. Again, you know, this is going to be an interesting trial, because not only was Alec Baldwin the shooter here and the actor, he was also the producer. And as producer, he's responsible for hiring people and managing people and making sure that they were doing their job. And I think the better case against Baldwin was, hey, you hired this woman who didn't do her job, and everyone knew she wasn't doing her job. And guess what? She didn't do her job. So it's going to be interesting. And, you know, Baldwin, of course, is a celebrity, and celebrities get treated a little bit better by jurors. But I'm going to be really following that trial.
And if he was not producer on this movie, would he have been still facing these manslaughter charges?
He probably probably would have, because I think the argument is that he should have checked the gun. And his defense is that you aren't supposed to check the gun. When you're on a set and you're the actor, it's actually dangerous to be checking the gun all the time. So he had a right, according to the experts, to rely upon the armorer saying this is a cold gun. You know, how bullets even got on the set is, to me, the big mystery, because there weren't supposed to be any bullets anywhere on the set. And it's, you know, that mystery has not been solved yet.
And this different from the case many, many years ago with Bruce Lee's son, where an actual blank shot out of the barrel, correct?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. And, you know, these things are rare, but I guess I just, common sense says, why should there ever be any kinds of weapons with bullets in them? And, you know,
exactly.
Even blanks. You know, with this day and age, with what we can do post-production, with the noise and the sound and the smoke and everything, you can all do that post-production very simply.
Yeah.
So why would you ever, you know, have a dangerous instrumentality on a movie set?
Thank you, Karen Conti, founding partner of Conti and Dolan Law. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Take care.